Hey, Dosers. My name is Paige Payne. I'm one of our young adult pastors here at North Coast. It is good to be with you. We are in our series out of Luke 4, which is looking at the temptations of Jesus in the 40 days of the wilderness. So we're looking at the second temptation today, and I really believe that we get a glimpse of how big Jesus's love is, what he would endure and not take an easy way out because he loves us, but also an invitation of what it looks like for us to uncompromisingly follow Jesus when suffering is even present. So if you guys will join me in Luke chapter 4, here's the passage. It says this: "The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, 'I will give you all their authority and splendor, as it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. If you worship me,'" so the devil's saying, "if you worship me, it will all be yours." "And Jesus answered, 'It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" So this Satan is offering Jesus, "You right now, you can have all the authority and all of the kingdoms and all of the power. I'll give it to you. You just have to worship me." Jesus, owning the word of God, which this is a reference back to Deuteronomy, is saying, "I will only worship the Lord." And so really what's happening is Jesus, if we know about Jesus, he is God. We know that the world, the heavens, the earth, everything has been created, as Colossians 1 tells us, for him, by him. He was a part of the creation, and it is for him that Jesus has all of the authority in heavens and the earth. And he left that at a time. He came down in the form of human flesh, and he emptied himself, is what Philippians 2 tells us, so that he could live a life here and ultimately suffer on the cross to win us back, to win those kingdoms back to him, that we would get to be with him. And so in this temptation, Satan is basically saying, "Come on, like, you can have it all right now. I know you emptied yourself, but you don't have to go forward to the cross. I can give it to you right now without suffering." And Jesus is placed, and in as he looks ahead at his life, he will be sitting in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he will be asking the Father for a way out. He wants, like, his temptation to avoid the suffering exists. He wants a way out. But what we find in his resisting of the devil here and his willingness to eventually suffer to have this authority eventually, what it shows us about who Jesus is that he has a greater loyalty to the Father, to the Father's will, and a greater loyalty to his love for us to offer a way of salvation, to offer a way to bring us as people into life with him. He has a greater loyalty to those things than he does to the instant gratification that Satan is offering him right here. And so if we would just take a moment, that Jesus, who is offered an out of suffering, like, this Satan is basically saying, like, "You don't have to suffer, just worship me. I'll give it all to you right now." And Jesus says, "I will knowingly walk forward in a place of suffering on behalf of the Father, the Father's will, and on your behalf and on my behalf." And so if we just sit in the fact that Jesus has done that for us, that would be enough for today, and I'm thankful for it. But what I really also would like to encourage us is, if Jesus is an example of what it looks like to live life with God, we endure suffering, and we can have all these plans of how that's going to go, but really in the moment, we look at anything and it gets hard enough and we begin to compromise. I am 37 weeks pregnant. I'm one of those crazy ladies who attempts the unmedicated birth. Like, you crazy people who attempt to, like, run 26.2 miles or, like, I don't know what it is in us that makes us do this, but there is a point of suffering that almost every woman hits in this unmedicated birth, that they're like, "I will do anything it takes. I have had all these convictions against the medication, whatever. But at this point, suffering is so bad. Like, give me the epidural, like, give me whatever." And there's this theme in childbirth that happens. Like, I will compromise everything I've wanted to do because suffering is so bad. And in Jesus's moment, when suffering is bad and when temptation is there and when he could get the out, he holds on to the word of God. He holds on to the word of God, his loyalty to the Father. He holds on to his loyalty to the will of the Father, and he holds on to his loyalty for us. So what does that mean for us today? Good luck.